this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
For the last couple weeks, she's not been acting like herself. Sometimes she's actually been grumpy.
I just don't want to talk.
It's just frustrating.
Well, it's none of your business, and there's nothing to worry about anyway, so keep your nosy nose out of it.
This one's on me, Mandy.
That's okay, Liz.
No, really, it's no problem. Mr. Whittaker, could you please make Mandy a marshmallow mountain milkshake?
Coming right up.
Actually, no thank you. I think I'll just go home.
What's wrong?
Nothing, just a little headache. Thanks anyway.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Mr. Whittaker, did you see that?
See what?
Mandy just refused a Marshmallow Mountain milkshake. She's never refused ice cream in her life.
Huh. Sounded to me like she just wasn't feeling well.
I don't know. I think there's more to it. For the last couple weeks, she's not been acting like herself. Sometimes she's actually been grumpy.
Well, you know, I have noticed her acting a little unlike herself lately, yeah.
I've asked her what's wrong, and she keeps telling me she's okay. But I'm not sure I buy that. Something feels different.
Well, we all go through times when we're not at our best. It sounds like whatever it is, Mandy doesn't want to talk about it. I wouldn't push her, Liz. Just be there for her when she's ready to talk.
Yeah, it's just frustrating.
Well, try to be patient with her.
You're right. I'll just be patient. Boy!
I'm sorry?
That's it!
What?
Oh, it's gotta be a boy! She's lovesick over a boy! I gotta ask her.
Oh, but Liz, now come
Thanks,
on.
Mr. Whittaker.
Huh? Well, I guess patience has its limits.
Thanks for coming over, but I'm okay now. Really.
Uh-huh. Can we talk about Josh Shepard?
Why?
Because in science 2 weeks ago, you told me you wanted Josh to pick you to be his lab partner. And he picked Jessica Jameson.
Right?
Aha!
I got Steven Simpson as a partner instead. Steven's a really great guy.
Oh.
You sound disappointed?
No. That's great. That he's great. Then you're okay with the whole Josh Shepard thing?
Sure.
Well, is there anyone else you have a crush on?
No.
David Rawlings! Are you hung up on David Rawlings?
No.
David Rivers?
No.
David Brennick?
Goodness, no.
David Strausberg?
That's my brother.
Oh, yeah.
You think I'm in love with someone named David?
I think you're in love with someone. I just got temporarily hung up on David's.
I'm not. David or otherwise.
Then what's wrong with you?
I'm fine.
No, you're not. You haven't been yourself lately. In fact, you've been grumpy. Yes, Mandy, grumpy. I never thought I'd use those two words in the same sentence.
All right, so I've had a couple of bad days.
Several bad days.
A few bad days where I may not have been myself. I've just been a little nervous about that big history test coming up. That's part of it.
So are you saying that everything's pretty much normal?
Right. Normal.
How long has it been since we've had a sleepover at your house?
I don't know.
That's because it's been forever. I used to come over here all the time, but you never invite me anymore. That's not normal.
My family's been busy.
Save it. I'm not buying that.
Then what will you buy?
A sleepover.
I don't know.
Why not?
I've been kind of busy.
Here we go.
Okay, Liz. How about a sleepover?
Great! We can stay up and play games and talk all night.
Yeah, just like we used to.
This is very good, Mrs. Strausberg.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Mom, it's really good.
Well, it's so nice to have you here, Liz. It seems like a long time.
Yeah, it has been.
Stephen.
Hmm?
Could you please pass the peas to Liz?
But the bowl's right in front of her.
I'll take some peas.
You should offer to put some on her plate.
I'm sure if she wanted peas, she would have served herself. Do you want me to spoon-feed her?
Stephen.
You know, I don't really care for peas. Sorry, I know that's impolite.
No, no, no. Actually, we were being impolite.
Yeah, we also didn't mean to make you feel like you were obligated to have peas, of all things.
I'd like some peas. I mean, if we're done talking about the proper etiquette for passing them.
Here you go, David.
Did you make this sauce yourself, Mrs. Strausberg?
No, it's from a bottle.
Oh. Well, it's good.
I'm glad you like it.
It's tangy.
Tangy?
Oh, the sauce. It just tastes, you know, spicy. I like it.
Oh, good. It's good to have you with us, Liz.
It's good to, be here. Hmm.
I'll take the sleeping bag so you can have my bed.
You don't have to do that.
It's okay. I like my sleeping bag.
All right. So, Mandy?
Yeah?
Did you notice anything about dinner?
Are you talking about the sauce again?
No, I mean, it felt kind of quiet, didn't it?
We're always quiet at dinner.
Hey, Mandy!
Would you knock for once?
Did you go in my room?
Oh. Yeah, I went in there to get Liz a pillow. You have another one on your bed.
Don't go in my room ever!
Believe me, I try to avoid it as much as I can. Your room stinks like old tennis shoes.
Just stay out!
Fine.
Hey, David.
Yeah?
I'll see you at the youth retreat this weekend, right?
No.
You're not going? Why?
I don't want to.
But you go every year. What are we gonna do without the skit that you and Alex always put on?
You'll live, I'm sure.
Is Alex going?
I don't know.
You haven't talked to him?
No.
You don't hang out with Alex anymore?
Do you ever use sentences that don't end in question marks?
Do I?
Later.
Bye, David. Alex was his best friend. What's up with that?
He hangs out with a different crowd these days.
Wow. A lot has changed around here. I mean, what's going on with your family?
What?
David, your parents, you?
We're fine.
I don't believe you.
I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
I thought we were going to stay up and talk.
I'm sorry, Liz. I'm just kind of talked out.
Could have fooled me.
I just don't want to talk.
Mandy, you used to talk to me even when you didn't want to. I mean, isn't that what friends are? Someone you can talk to anytime? Even when you've talked yourself silly already? Even when there's nothing to talk about? Even when the subject is too scary to mention to anyone else?
Please, Liz, just let it go.
Mandy,
please!
Drink of water.
Okay.
What's that? Mandy! Mandy, wake up!
Glasses are in the cupboard next to the fridge.
Mandy, wake up, will you?
What's going on?
There's someone or something in your living room, and it growled. You don't have a dog, right? Because if you don't have a...
Go back to sleep.
Shh, it might hear you. Mandy, aren't you listening to me?
Liz, listen to me. Go to sleep. It's really no big deal.
But it...
It's my dad, okay?
Your dad? In the living room?
He's been snoring real loud lately, so he's been sleeping on the couch.
Lately? Like he just took up snoring as a hobby?
It's allergy season.
Oh. Allergy season. Right. I don't buy the snoring explanation, Mr. Whitaker.
What do you think it is?
The next morning he left without saying a word to Mrs. Strausberg.
Well, maybe he was distracted.
He said goodbye to Mandy and David. I don't mean to gossip, but I think they're having problems.
You know, I appreciate your concern, but we can't jump to conclusions, Liz.
I know. But I want to help Mandy if there's anything going on.
Mm.
She's been acting so strange lately. Even last night, she didn't want to talk at all. And we always talk.
You're a good friend, but you know, married couples don't always get along perfectly. Still, it doesn't necessarily mean there are major problems.
I guess. I mean, my parents fight sometimes, and they've been together for 20 years.
My wife Jenny and I once had a fight over how long to cook potatoes. We didn't talk almost an entire day over potatoes.
Who was right?
I don't know, and who cares? It certainly wasn't worth arguing over.
But this stuff with Mr. and Mrs. Strausberg just seems more serious somehow.
I'll tell you what, Liz. I'll give Mandy's parents a call to check in and see how things are going.
Okay. But what can I do?
The best thing to do when you don't know what to do is pray. God knows what's going on, even when we don't.
I want to do more, though. I want to do what a best friend should do.
Trust me, Liz. Even if it doesn't seem to be much, prayer is powerful.
Should I talk to her?
Yeah, you can try.
But what if she gets mad at me for meddling?
She might appear mad, but deep down, I think she'll appreciate the concern. Proverbs 27 says a man's counsel is sweet to his friend.
Or her friend?
Or her friend.
Oh, hello, Liz.
Hi, Mrs. Strausberg. Is Mandy here?
Just a minute. Mandy, Liz is here.
Are you okay?
Me? Oh, I'm fine. You girls have fun.
Yeah, everybody's just fine.
Hi, Liz.
Do you want to go for a walk?
Not really. I'm working on my homework.
Well, take a short break.
I really can't.
There's stuff I want to talk to you about.
You were here all last night. What didn't we talk about?
We didn't talk at all. You were tired and wanted to go to bed. Remember?
Okay, let's go.
So, I thought if this rumor is true, and Alan McQuipsey really does have a foot fungus, then wouldn't he be obligated to tell the guy behind the counter at the skating rink before someone tries on the skates after him?
Liz, is this the stuff you wanted to talk about? Alan McQuipsey's foot fungus?
No. There's other stuff. I just don't know how to bring it up.
You have a crush on Alan McQuipsey?
No. Not since the foot fungus. Mandy, are your parents okay?
They were just quiet, Liz. Not every family talks at dinner, okay?
It was more than that. I mean, your dad on the couch.
I told you he snores. Do you think I'm lying?
No, I just want to be here to help if there's a problem.
Well, there isn't.
I'm sorry, I don't believe you.
And who made you the expert on my parents? You don't even know them.
Well, it just seemed like they were kind of distant around each other.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just asking.
Well, it's none of your business, and there's nothing to worry about anyway, so keep your nosy nose out of it.
Mandy, I didn't mean...
I'm going home.
Man, me and my nosy nose.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
I don't think so.
Thanks, Whit. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for coming by.
Well, you are in my prayers.
Oh, Mandy, you're back early.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Mandy.
What's going on?
Mr. Whitaker stopped by to visit.
Yeah, I was just on my way out.
Oh, okay. Well, bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Bye-bye, Mandy.
Let us walk you out.
Thank you for the coffee.
Don't mention it.
Don't hesitate to come back.
Orange juice.
Don't eat that pizza. It's mine.
I'm looking for the orange juice.
I drank it.
Do you know why Mr. Whitaker was here?
Nope.
David, do you think Mom and Dad are having problems?
You mean because they've hardly spoken to each other in 4 months and Dad's sleeping in the living room? Yeah.
But it's not like it's anything serious, right? I mean, all parents fight sometimes.
For 4 months?
Then how can you be so unconcerned?
No, I stopped caring a long time ago. About the time they had an argument over who didn't refill the pepper shaker.
What do you mean? You have to care. It's our parents.
Move. I need some ice.
We have to do something to help them.
There's nothing we can do. We're just kids. We don't matter.
That's not true.
Hi, kids. Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Your father and I are going out for dinner tonight, so you two can heat up a pizza, okay?
You're going out? Just the two of you?
Yes. We should be back by 9.
Oh, take your time. We'll be fine.
See you later.
Look, they're going out on a date. Mr. Whitaker must have talked some sense into them.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
She won't return my calls.
Oh, boy.
I should have kept my big mouth shut. Now I've lost my best friend.
Oh, you haven't lost her, Liz. Once she cools down, she'll know you were only trying to help.
So, do you think her parents are in trouble?
Well, they didn't want to talk about it much when I went over there tonight. But they promised me that they would talk to each other.
You think there's anything I can do for them?
Well, their situation may be beyond your control. The thing you can control is how you help Mandy. And, you know, just for the record, I do think you're being a good friend to her, even if it doesn't feel that way. Keep trying. If Mandy's hurting, Liz, she needs you now more than ever.
I just hope it's not already too late.
You ate the entire pizza by yourself?
No. Look, I dropped this pepperoni on the floor. You can have it.
Ugh, I'll just have some ice cream.
Suit yourself. More for me.
Where's the ice cream? Don't tell me you ate that, too.
I needed something to wash down the pizza.
Kids, we're home.
They're back. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. You could have stayed out later. I mean, we're fine here, you know.
Well, we wanted to get back early enough to talk to you. David, could you come in here, please?
What's this about?
Let's sit down. Do you want me to start?
Go ahead, Rachel.
As you probably know, your dad and I haven't been getting along very well lately.
Yeah?
And we're sorry about that. That's not fair to you.
That's okay. All's forgiven. I mean, you're getting along fine now. Right?
Mandy, hear us out, okay? After a lot of discussion, your mom and I have come to the agreement that our marriage is not going well.
Yeah, well, at least you agree on something.
What do you mean?
This isn't the way it's supposed to be, and we know that. Marriage is designed to be forever.
What are you saying?
Well, it's gotten much more complicated, honey. We've decided that perhaps some time away from each other will give us a better chance.
Time away from each other?
Your mother and I have decided to separate.
Separate?
What?
Your father is moving out tonight. He'll be staying in a hotel until he can find an apartment.
No.
But how can you...
You can work this out. I know you can. You just need faith or counseling or...
We've tried counseling, sweetie. We've been going to someone for several weeks. It's not working. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Make it work.
We can't, Mandy. The decision is made. I'm sorry.
Mandy, what are you... What's wrong?
They're separating. My parents.
Oh, Mandy. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. Why?
I don't know. I don't know. But we'll get through this. Together.
It's always difficult to know what to do in a situation like the one we heard today. But I think Liz was on the right track. If you have any friends who are having problems like Mandy, make sure you show them that you love and care for them, and that you'll always be there when they want to talk. And above all, don't forget to pray for them. That's always the best way of helping your friends and their families. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Now More Than Ever was written by Kathy Buchanan and John Fornoff, and directed by John Fornoff. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy. Our vocal talent included Nathan Carlson, Lauren Schaffel, Aria Curzon, and Robbie Rist, with Paul Herlinger as Wit. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.